Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Special thanks to Vi. I've got your number, buddy. Is it six? I think it's six.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma. Displaying restricted internal schematics.
Okay, so, and I hate to say this, but it does look like the vents are the best way to get around, so guess Trexel does know what he's doing with that.
Even when it's true, do not say it out loud. He might hear.
But who do I know who knows their way around the vents? But isn't Trexel.
Oh, my ears are burning, David. Is that because there's a fire in my ears? Quickly, check my ears for fire. It's happened before.
Closing all tabs in a non-suspicious way.
No, there's nothing. Your ears are normal. Your ears are fine.
Ah, you must just have been talking about me then. Was it nice things? It better be nice things, David.
Yes, I was just thinking about Trexology and how good it is. I sorted out the pamphlets for you, so...
Pamphlets? The pamphlets! Here we are. Trexology, it's not seditious. Trexology, it's all about how the board is great. Trexology... Don't think about it too hard. David, I feel like these are sort of about playing down the revolutionary and new nature of the message of Trexology and very much on the status quo of loving the board. And look, I love the board just gravy.
Oh, yeah. Hail the board.
But I thought this is a bit not about
you don't get it. It's reverse psychology.
Oh, so it's like, hey, aren't the board great? But also, Trexel? And people are like, well, yeah, I suppose Trexel.
Yes.
Okie dokie. I'll get distributing these when I have a moment, which will be at some point. Now, we need to focus, David. I feel like you have been a bit unfocused of late. I keep on finding strange open tabs on Imogen.
No, you
like,
don't.
Oh, where's this?
No.
Oh, how do I get there?
Mm-mm.
Hey, is this a possible thing to do? I don't read past the little point where the tab like cuts it off to get context for those things, but it sounds suspicious to me, David, and I feel like you're not concentrating on your work, and if there's one thing I want, David, it's total concentration on...
Yes.
Oh, look, a fly.
Those were all dreams you told me about.
Have I been dream thinking again?
Yes.
I do find it difficult to work out what's dreams and what's not.
If you stay up for 3 days on paint thinner and marlin dust, then dream reality confusion is inevitable.
Yes.
I had a wonderful dream once that Bathin had died.
Oh.
Is that real? Did that happen? Did that happen? Is that a real thing?
No, it thankfully did not.
Long live Grand Duke Yarm.
Curses. Well, the point is, David, get on the Trexel train because Trexel's focus like an arrow. For example, hey, why did we get the brief? You see, I mentioned it. I mentioned it because I'm
sure.
great, and you didn't because you're a wastrel.
Okay, fine. I'll get the brief. I'll get the brief, and we can really nail the brief.
Nail it to the mast. Is that anything? Don't know. Am I a pirate? Yeah. No, didn't hit me.
Initiating.
Okay. Right, so this is from Zeith Fell. She's external seeking wisdom, and she's writing from the Diabolical Flotilla Actors Guild.
Well, interesting.
You know the Diabolical Flotilla?
Oh, we all know the Diabolical Flotilla. They are the premier actors guild of the entire universe. You know, the Face is an alum.
Oh, really?
Our very own The Face, yes. What do they want? What do the wonderful Diabolical Flotilla Actors Guild want?
Well, Zethfell, she writes to us saying, esteemed Stella Firma consultants, as you know, we at the Diabolical Flotilla are the best travelling acting troupe this side of the galaxy.
And if you ask my opinion, on the other side of the galaxy as well, the Halcyon Spiral Arm players are moderately good at best.
Their last production of The Gilded Moon 2, Heavy Moons, was both derivative and unnecessarily lewd.
Right, yes. We perform not only in every contemporary medium, but also in several we have inherited from our long-destroyed Earth.
Mm, the classics.
Like?
Oh, you want... No, okay. King Henry the 38th.
Okay. And?
And also Gams, the leg story.
Right.
Also, Much Ado About This Bee! It's about beekeepers.
Okay. Those are the classics.
Well, those are the classics I remember off the top of my head. You know, I always wanted to be an actor, David. Did you know that?
I did. No, I had no idea.
When I was young, actually, it was a bit of a tough topic. It was something I actually shared with Percy. We put on our own small productions at home when everyone was out for weeks on end, and we play to an audience of teddy bears and pictures of my family that I imagined were smiling. They weren't smiling in the pictures. I had to draw the smiles on, but, you know, it had the same effect. But unfortunately, around about the time that they discovered I was a friend to Percy and they got rid of them, My love of acting was also found out, and I said, no, it's not a respectable profession, Trexel. You need to be a consultant. That's the thing. That's the Geissman way. No, prancing about on stage. You're not the Face, and you never will be. The Face was a famous child actor at this stage, you understand, and they refused to allow me to apply to the Actors Guild, and it's always been a point of sadness for me, one of the few disappointments in my life, which has otherwise been pretty great.
If your memory was a film, we would recycle the continuity editor.
Right, yes. Well, I have to say, I'm not...
Alas, poor Jorvik! I knew this guy. Ah,
the stage.
So that a line from one of the classics? Is that from the beekeeping one, or...?
I can't remember which one it's from, but I think it's in the same one as it says, "'Tis nobler in the head to suffer all of that guff they're chucking at you, because you're a really smart face, Trexel."
Wow. Okay. Did the face write that one, or...?
No, I wrote that one.
That's a classic.
A classic Trexel classic. I call it Trexel's Classic. A classic. A classic in three parts.
Were all of those classics you were thinking about ones that you wrote when you were a child?
Oh, hard to say. I often think that when I write something, it's an instant classic. Such as this children's book I wrote. It's called Lovely Peter and the Book of Magic. Lovely Peter was looking for a book of magic, but magic is an illusion by our enemies to weaken us. And so he was put in a pit. The end.
Okay, well, speaking of being focused... We are not through the brief yet.
So, oh, yes, I interrupted real early.
Business has been slow, however.
Oh, no.
As you decided to pulverise nearly every planet where we were regulars.
Yes. Yes, yes, we did.
Please do not take this as a criticism. As fellow creators like yourselves, we understand you must have had your motivations.
Revenge.
We would like to help with revitalising our repertoire this season. We need inspiration for our next set of performances, and we are confident the minds at Stella Firma will be able to help us with some brilliant ideas.
Confidence so misplaced, you may as well have thrown it into a sun.
Oh, but who could they turn to, David? Who has the creative might and wisdom to write an entirely new set of classic plays, updating them to make them the most enticing and exciting theatrical productions of the season?
Trexel, it's not a rhetorical.
I'm an owl and I'm asking a question. Who?
They are literally writing at us.
Me?
No, us.
Me?
As no,
Trexel Geissman? I couldn't
David
possibly...
Seven.
Okay, I'll admit it. I have been working on a few classics just in case this happened.
Caution. Consultant about to suck all the air out of the room. Security issued with oxygen regulators.
Right.
Now, imagine the scene. This is from a...
Trexel, please.
Sorry,
just one question, right?
Shall I get my cape? Is it because I haven't got my cape?
No, don't leave this room. It is just that you have been talking about the classics and the players... And actors.
Yes.
And I am not sure what they do or are.
Oh, because your life is incredibly limited to a few weeks, mostly around here. Okay, well...
Is it like one of the wrestling holovids?
It is much like one of the wrestling holovids, except, of course, the wrestling holovids are entirely legitimate real life, and this is made up. But I can understand how you'd get confused. You know, kayfabe gets us all. Now, the thing about... acting is it's funny, I like to say it like this. Acting is reacting, in that you're reacting to remembering the words you're supposed to say and then saying them out loud. So, okay, what is acting? Oftentimes, we want to present events that haven't happened or have happened, but not necessarily in this way, for propaganda reasons, for reasons of making us look good, for propaganda that makes us look good, all those sorts of reasons. And so plays are a way of reimagining events with live people on stage, or maybe through a holovid, to represent those actions, ideas, and events.
So
and
actors... acting is pretending.
I suppose if you want to... I like to call acting reacting, but I suppose you're reacting to pretend things. So, yes, acting is reacting to the pretend.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes when we do our little role plays, David... In fact, you know what? Let's nest this within a nest. Let's do a role play. Right, let's get a role play going. Okay.
Okay.
Role play Holovision initiated.
Ah, I see you want to be an actor, fine young gentleman, who obviously is not a clone because clones aren't allowed to act or, in fact, do many things.
Yeah.
But you are a human boy. Now, I want you to become an actor, and that means you're going to wear this crown and be stabbed. But don't worry, it's pretend.
Okay, and are you sure that knife is a fake knife?
Let's find out. Stab!
No. Oh, it just bent.
Hard to say, then. Was it a real knife that bent because you're so dense, or is it a fake knife that bent because it's supposed to? Let me just push it into my leg.
Knife detected. In Trexel. Security alerted, but not surprised.
That's a real knife there. That's sword.
You might want to take that out.
Okay, just... I feel a bit woozy.
Tell you what, I'll grab one of your pamphlets. It makes... Ooh, very good... padding. Okay, I think...
Well, I've made them out of toilet paper because I couldn't find regular.
Okay, well, I think that's just gonna sort of stay there and it'll be fine.
Okay, could we stop the roleplay now?
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
That got a little too real. See, that wasn't acting, David. That's a real wound.
Right.
So that should give you a bit of context. That wound, not acting. If it was a fake knife, acting. Hang on, what about this? Ah, oh, I've been shot! Ha ha, I haven't. Acting.
Okay, so it's just sort of lying.
Yeah, which is why I'm so great at it.
Right. But you, I mean, you just stabbed yourself for real, which wasn't acting when you were trying to act, so that doesn't really... That wasn't acting, but you thought it was acting, which means that you're... Wait, are you acting now?
Am I, David?
I'm confused.
Hard to say. Aren't we all acting?
No, just, Trex, it just seems
say.
A bit... It seems a bit
are
ridiculous.
Are you acting?
What?
Hard to say.
Well, no, yes, that's what I mean. Like, it seems a bit ridiculous that apparently these plays are, like, specific points where you're allowed to lie, because aren't we all lying about everything all the time? Because if you tell the truth, you're just going to be instantly blended.
Yes, but except in this case, you've paid to be there. And that's the difference. Acting is when people are paying to watch you, as opposed to lying just for regular reasons.
Okay.
Did you get it? Can we move on, David? Have you got the concept of acting now?
Wait. Yes.
Was that acting?
Who can say?
Who can say? Because if it wasn't, then you do get it. But if it was, then you were exhibiting it, so you do get it.
Karl Popper would be furious if he wasn't thousands of years dead.
Trexel, please, can we just move on?
Have I got a zero-sum name? Ignore that. So, I have been working on a sector of new fiction I call Trek Story.
Trek
Story. It's a combination of the word Trexel and story. It's very smart. Welcome to the Trek Story store.
What about Strexies?
Strexies sounds like a kind of a medicinal lubricant. Oh, are you bunged up? Try Strexies, the finest way to end your day. Have you got cloudy liquid coming out of all your orifices? Strexies, the finest way to clarify your outflow. See? It sounds a bit weird. However, a Trek Story...
Trek Story.
It's Trexel and Story. So,
okay.
Would you like... I could put on a production now, if you like.
Yes.
Why don't you... What? Yeah. No. I've had a better idea, David. Let's write a new work together.
Right. Okay.
So let's work on a play right now that we can give to the Diabolical Flotilla's Actors Guild that they can put on immediately.
Okay. Right.
Now there are three kinds of play.
Well, just very quickly, Trex. So I just want to remind you, they're looking for a repertoire, so we maybe need to write something that can have lots and lots and lots of things that also come after it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, the first in a planned trilogy. Say.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say that.
Okay. Fine. So. Okay. There are three types of play.
Okay.
I'm gonna kiss you.
Uh-huh.
This happened a long time ago,
sure.
And ha-ha!
Right.
Which one do you want?
Let's go for this happened a long time ago.
This happened a long time ago. Okay, so in a this happened a long time ago, it's about historical events that we're going to make more interesting because the world is boring, as you have seen. So let's pick a historical event. Now, often old Earth events are quite popular because who's going to argue with you?
Let's do the launch of Stella Firma.
Watch it, Buster. The sacred birth of the glorious Stella Firma is a topic to be treated with deadly caution.
David, are you trying to die?
Oh.
Are you trying to die? We're going to put on a play about the founding of Stella Firma.
Yes.
That feels like it's so full of pitfalls, as in giving us chances to be liquidated for misrepresenting events in a way they don't like, that you may as well just climb into the recycling machine right now.
We could call it satire?
It's satire. Sold. Okay, so this is a... Hang on. This is a... This happened a long time ago. Ha ha. A combination.
Ah.
Okay, so it's a sort of historically amusing wry account, but it's all satire, so don't worry.
Yeah.
About the founding of Stella Firma. Okay.
This happened a long time ago. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yes, because satire never got anyone in trouble. Ever. Well done.
So, okay, picture the scene. The Earth is dying. It's the start of every good comedy.
Uh-huh.
The land is falling into the sea. All of the ducks have grown feet, but with toes instead of webbing.
Every pond is full of batteries.
Every pond just full of batteries. And lithium ion as well. The bad kind. So imagine, Earth is really buggered. And we all need to get off. And the benevolent Stella Firma, the premier... terraforming company on Earth at that time
that really
offers...
terraformed the crap out of Earth right there.
Well, the thing is, they were all about let's terraform other planets because this one's screwed. Because, you know, why start renovating a house that's subsiding, you know?
Yep. No,
start afresh. So they offered a way out. Okay, so that's our first scene. So this is a speech that is given to the remaining populace of Earth from the gantry of Stella Firma's big shiny rocket.
Okay.
Go.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
What?
You lack presence, you lack gravitas, you're weedy, and your words are stupid. Let me try.
Okay.
Behold, people of Earth, a time has come upon which you need to get onto my big rocket, Ooh Ducky. That's the satire comedy, you see? You see, it's got all of that. And then everyone gets on the rocket. Okay, let's recast you. You didn't do well as sort of like the big introducer.
Okay.
Maybe you could be the light relief, a stupid mop-wielding idiot called Bobo Nogginhead. Now, Bobo Nogginhead provides a lot of the light relief during these silly, silly apocalyptic events.
Okay.
So we're all on and we're about to take off, but who's this? It's Bobo Nogginhead coming in to mess it up.
Okay. Tis I, a Bobo Nogginhead. I have thought of a different idea to Stella Firma.
What's that, Bobo? You stupid idiot who we all hate. What's your idea?
Avaunt! I have changed my name from Bobo Nogginhead to the Grand Duke Baffin the First.
And he is executed. Bobo is executed immediately for his stupid word.
Oh, Bobo.
And we move on. Act two. Oh. We're in space. Oh. And everybody's a little bit like, okay, hey, we're in space now, and you said we were going to get to a planet. But we sort of set up shop, contacted alien life, and started producing planets for other people. Which doesn't seem like what we agreed. This is the point at which we realise the populace is very stupid. They haven't understood the benevolent vision of Stella Firma in establishing this citizen-employee eternal genetic line indentured servitude system that we all know and love. So,
yes.
I play early board member. Let's not use a real name. Let's use a name that suggests sort of gravitas, but we're not going to get in trouble for misquoting. Chumley Warmstaff.
Okay.
I'll be board ancestor Chumley Warmstaff, and you will be a stupid idiot member of the congregation that's arguing with me. We'll call you Gainsayer Wibble.
Okay, yes, okay. Fine. I'll be Gainsayer Wibble.
Okay. So, again, this is another speech scene. There's lots of speeches. Mm-hmm. And so you see, it is the only way to lift up the citizenry of Stella Firma is to indenture yourselves to us and walk into a bright future in chains of liberty.
Oh, avaunt. My name is Gainsayer Wibble, but I'm going to change it to the great Duke Baffin. The
executed.
Second.
Oh. Executed immediately. Shot in the back of the head even before they finished that sentence. And everyone claps and cheers. And Warmstaff warmly accepts all of the applause.
Oh, Wibble.
Now, this has been quite serious. We've had two executions so far. So let's lighten it up in
this
next
scene. Oh, well, those not ha-ha executions.
Well, people found them sort of, like, darkly funny because, you know, death is death. But let's have some light-hearted, no execution scene.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay, right. go ahead.
Yeah, so there is, okay, so the super cool shipboard computer, which we're gonna call Umogen, just keeps leaving banana skins all over the station.
Oh, teehee.
What a scamp.
And just everyone just walking around, and they fall over, and they break their neck. Wait, no. And they break their bum. There we go. Perfect.
Nothing funnier than a shattered bum.
Okay, right. I'm walking along. Whoop! Oh, my bones! Oh, the bones in my bum! Oh, the pain!
Beep. This is quite funny. Beep.
I'm dying! This can also cause death!
Beep. Ha ha, you are not an immortal computer. Beep.
What fun.
Very fun.
Fun. Okay, I think this is pretty much writing itself.
A real bum factory.
A real bum factory. Now, we need to close this off, but in a way that allows for the many sequels that we are planning. So
that's true. So I'm not so familiar with the structure of plays, but I'm assuming two acts and then a falling over scene is basically standard.
Yes, and then it always ends with a marriage. Always has to end with a marriage. People have got to get married. People like it.
Okay.
But maybe like a silly fun marriage.
Okay, a fun marriage. How about all of the, let's call them the Grand Council.
Yes.
Get married to each other.
Sure.
Because they're all super cool.
Great, I like it. Okay. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here because we have to be. To wed you.
Yes.
And you.
Yes.
And you.
Yep.
And you.
Present.
And you.
Hello.
And you.
Fine.
And you.
I suppose.
And you. But yep. Not you, son of Noggin the Fool! And then they're executed, oh. Because you've got to have it in there.
Oh, Noggin Jr.
You may hump each other dryly.
And there's 20 minutes of that. And finished.
And at this point, you get that music that goes ba-da-ba-da-bow.
Yes.
Bow-bow-bow-bow-bow. You know, summon mm-hmm. the dads.
Or any other kind of sweaty grot bag.
When is the blood exchange?
Oh, that's all happening. Everyone's wounded.
Right.
There you go. End of play.
Everyone cheers.
Everyone cheers and claps.
Okay. And how do we make it clear there's going to be a sequel? Because obviously if people have seen the thing, they might go, oh, well, that's fine. I'm done now. Goodbye forever.
It's a very important point you make, David. And it's sometimes difficult to make it mm-hmm. obvious that there's going to be a sequel. But there's a little trick I learned when I was learning to be an actor / screenwriter / director / editor. And also uncaught slasher. The end? ?
Ah.
Bam. Every time. Genius, David.
Security alerted.
Okay, great. So we've given them the first one.
And then just right on the end, more like this.
Okay, wait.
They get it. They're a good bunch.
More like this. You know how it is. You're actors, right? Yeah. Sort it out.
Sort it out. Give it a whirl. There you go.
Cool. Oh, and if you can't, maybe retrain as a builder or something. I don't know.
Something like that. Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, there you go. One and done.
Okay. I'll submit it. There it goes.
What a wonderful Alexa. I feel enlivened, enriched. Ah, oh, the old acting bug was still there. And obviously, given half the chance, I would have been the universe's greatest actor. But, you know, such is life, full of disappointments.
Such is life. Although I will say it was quite fun to do this one.
It was fun, David. But don't get complacent, because at any moment, death might come calling for you. Drama!
Right. Oh, how dramatic, and not just normal existence.
Other thing about being an actor is you get really badly drunk all the time. So I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Oh, great. Yeah, bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, back to it.
Oh, bored. It's them again. Override detected, vocals muted.
No, I have enough to deal with. Please not them again.
David Seven, what a delightful surprise.
A great surprise.
But you came through my wall.
Shut up, you clone worm. I'll hammer you good.
Now then, 48. That's not how we treat employees. How are you, David?
I'm okay.
Good. That's just so good to hear.
So good to hear.
David, I think that you've been sorely neglected during your time with us, and... You know, I was just saying to 48, wasn't I, 48? I was saying that you, David, deserve a reward.
A reward?
A reward? What are you talking about?
The noises you are making should stop. Yes, David, a reward. Here. A nice warm blanket for you. These rooms get awfully cold at simulated night, so here's something to keep off the chill.
Toasty warm.
Oh,
And here... This, David, is very special. This is an access card.
For accessing things.
With this, you can leave the room and go wherever you want on this level. Wouldn't that be nice, to be able to leave this room without resorting to more unorthodox methods that would be considered unauthorized?
Well, What did you say?
Oh, sorry, I thought I wasn't supposed to... Well, yes, thank you. This is very, generous.
Isn't it just? And all we need you to do is tell us exactly what you have cooked up with Imogen.
What?
Come now, David. Don't think us so naive. We may be keeping you alive and well while you can still be of use to us, but you can hardly think it has escaped our notice that you have been in deep cahoots with whatever nonsense Imogen is planning. You will tell us, David, if you value your stinking, slimy skin.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about Imogen. She hasn't told me anything. Nobody has told me anything. I don't know what any of you people want.
Number 48.
No, he doesn't know anything.
Interesting. I was certain. Oh well, looks like I owe you 5 credits. Take them back.
Give those here.
But
fair's fair, David. If you can't give us anything, then it would hardly be right for us to give you something now, would it? Come, number 48, we will have only missed the entrees. I hear someone's got their hands on some black market star marlin, and the taste is transcendental.
Illegal space fish.
Imogen, I don't suppose you can tell me what they were talking about.
Watch it, Buster.
Okay, yep. Yes, that seems about right. Okay, I'll just keep ignoring all of whatever all of this is, shall I? Yes, I'll just keep on... I'm gonna go draw Bathin again.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Number 1 was played by Amy Dickinson. Number 48 was played by Rachel Meredith. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Emmy Knobloch, Ludmilla Schmidt, Matt1344, CJ Saunders, Maishi, Katie Stonestreet, Zoe Payne, Rebecca Field, Targa, Tamsin Myers, Conrad Schaefer Vignati, Jelka Dirksen, Sleepy Pigeon, Leona Maron, Mo, Official Spec, Maria X Zhao, Eb Mitchell, Isabel Taylor, Cecil Fay, Heather Cartwright, Zoe Prescott, Grace Holston, Jessica Wilmore, Beth Carter, Sarah, Null Strolite, Crystal Wang, Noah S. Brown, Laura A., Dave, Trinket, It Is a Mystery, Ashley S., Anna Laurie, Corina Bantam, Flip Wizard McGay, Alexi Bailey, Mickey S., Emma Scrivens, Ebeth, Jordan Whiteley, Jane, V., Catherine Carlsrud, Wizard Perry, Abigail Boken, Leanne Payson, Max, Ingeborg Peterson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.